Healthy Talk with Dr. Michael Smith, MD. And now, here's the country doctor with a city education, Dr. Mike.
So can vitamin D relieve MS symptoms? Well, according to a study published in the Annals of Neurology in 2012, it definitely can. Let's first talk about what MS is, multiple sclerosis. Let's talk about the current treatments and why I don't like them. But, you know, it's what we have, so we got to go with them. Let's then talk about this study, because there are other things you can do if you have MS. And then I'm going to give you my, I'm going to round out the segment with my MS nutrient regimen. So let's start off with what is MS. And if you have it, you don't need this, but there's a lot of people that might be confused who don't have it. Maybe they have a friend or a family member, and they're a little confused of exactly what's going on in their friend or sister's or mom's body. MS, multiple sclerosis, is an autoimmune and an inflammatory disorder. Now, that second part's important because a lot of conventional doctors forget that inflammatory part of it. And it's one thing to try to correct the immune problem, but when you leave all of this inflammation floating around in the brain, it makes it harder for treatment. So you really need to think, doctors really need to think about MS as two separate things going on. There's an autoimmune attack, and there's also an inflammatory component. What happens here in MS is the immune system, your own immune system, attacks the myelin sheath. This is the covering over a nerve cell. It's kind of like the rubber over an electrical line or an outlet. That rubber sheet or covering over that line keeps the electrical current going from one direction to the next, you know, in a straight line. And if you take that rubber off, all of that electricity can dissipate out into the environment. Well, that's what the myelin sheath does for the nerves. It allows one nerve to communicate with another nerve and keep that electrical signal where it's supposed to be, traveling from one nerve to the next. That's the importance of the myelin sheath. Well, that's why MS is so devastating, because when your own body attacks that covering, that sheath, well, all kinds of problems can happen. You start to lose control over the normal nerve-to-nerve communications. And many symptoms can develop with MS. They can come and go. Because the attack by the immune system can be real active, you know, maybe for a couple days, and then it actually can subside. So the symptoms, people that have MS, their symptoms will come and go. Now, common things that get affected, eye problems, especially in one eye where you start losing vision. A lot of times you'll become weak in, say, an extremity, an arm or a leg. And one time it could be the right arm, and the next attack it could be the left leg. You could have numbness throughout your body. So there's a lot of different symptoms, and they do come and go for most people. What are some of the risk factors or causes of MS? Well, there's a lot of different theories out there. No one knows for sure why the body turns on itself. But number one, there does seem to be a genetic predisposition for people who have MS. It just seems to run in families a little bit there. There's also, and I find this one to be really interesting, there's an infectious connection. Yeah, it seems that certain viruses like EBV, which is Epstein-Barr, herpes simplex virus, you know, when you get infected by them, they don't just come and go. Those viruses last. They become chronic. When that happens, it's almost like they produce proteins in cells that mimic normal nerve proteins. And so your body gets confused between the Epstein-Barr virus and the nerve cell in your brain and starts attacking the nerve cell. I actually think there's something there. We need to look more into these chronic infections. Other things, it could be hormonal related. We know that the average person who gets MS is a menstruating woman. And it does seem when she's ovulating that the symptoms are better, which is interesting. Maybe there might even be a certain type of estrogen called estriol. When it's higher in women, it actually, that means there's less symptoms. Maybe there's something there going on. And lastly, I want to mention this. If you work in an environment where there's a lot of organic solvents, paints, paint thinners, acetone, those types of solvents actually double your risk for MS. There's two types of MS. One is called relapsing, remitting MS. That's about what 85% of the people have. And you'll get a symptom, Maybe you got weakness in one arm, but then you have a full recovery afterwards. And about 10% have a primary progressive where it just continuously gets worse. And those are the two main types of MS. What are the current treatments? And by the way, I don't really care for them too much, although they help a little bit. There are the steroids. Steroids help to bring down that inflammatory component a little bit, kind of bring down the immune system. But no one wants to be on steroids long term, and most people aren't. There is plasmapheresis. This is where they take out of your blood what's called the plasma. Why did they do that? Because inside the plasma are all the antibodies that are attacking the myelin sheath. So it seems to decrease the number and severity of MS attacks. And then, of course, you have the powerful anti-immune drugs to treat MS. I don't like these. The problem with them is they work too good. Yeah, the anti-immune drugs work too good. Some of them will work by blocking the movement of white blood cells into the central nervous system, but that's not necessarily a good thing. That can increase the risk of brain lymphomas, for instance, or the anti-immune drugs will inhibit antibody production. Again, that might help MS, but you're putting yourself at risk for other types of viral and bacterial infections. So current treatments just don't offer too much. So here we come to a very impressive study looking at vitamin D. As a matter of fact, the author said, mounting evidence suggests that vitamin D may be a missing link in virtually all autoimmune disorders, including MS. This single vitamin has the ability to modulate, that's the key word, the immune system in ways that even pharmaceutical drugs cannot. And by the way, there's a lot of epidemiological studies showing a connection between a decreased risk of MS, or if you have it, less symptoms, in higher blood levels of vitamin D. So we already have some evidence that vitamin D is playing a very important role in MS and other autoimmune disorders. So this study looked at 469 patients with MS, and they followed them for 5 years. Again, that's a nice long study, good number of patients. They looked at vitamin D blood test and also brain MRI. That's a great way to look at the different types of lesions that develop when you have MS at different parts of the brain. What they showed was that for every 10 unit increase in vitamin D in your blood, there was a 15% reduction in new brain lesions and 32% less inflammatory spots on the brain MRI. What's really amazing about this is how cost-effective vitamin D can be. When you look at all the traditional, drugs out there to treat it, they have a lot of nasty little side effects. Right? And they cost so much money. Well, vitamin D is cheap. It's about 8 cents a pill. So here you have something as simple as vitamin D showing significant results, and it's very cheap. Now, we do like, I like to see optimal vitamin D blood levels around 50 to 7 nanograms per milliliter. Now, keep in mind, most doctors think about 20 nanograms per mil in your blood is adequate. No. That's way too low. About 50 to 70. So get a blood test. If you have MS, get a blood test. See where your vitamin D level is. And based on that level, we can suggest your doctor or even some of the health advisors at the Life Extension Foundation where I work and who sponsors my show, they can actually help you to decide what would be the best dose for you. But here's something I want you to know. 10 points, a 10-point increase in blood level had significant findings in this study. All it takes is about 1,000 units of vitamin D to increase your blood level 10 points. Just 1,000 units. It's cheap, it's effective, and it's completely safe. So keep that in mind. This is a powerful study showing the effects of vitamin D in reducing MS symptoms. Other things you got to maybe consider with this is B12, curcumin is important. So there are ways to treat MS. Keep that in mind. Talk to your doctor about vitamin D if you have it. This is Healthy Talk Radio on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.